Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours? That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. Today's podcast is brought to you by The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. Now, obviously, I have my own podcast, but I am a consumer of content. I love great business shows that help me take my business to the next level. So if you are ready to accelerate your entrepreneurial journey, you have to dive into The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It is presented by Carbon 6. This is the driving force behind today's top e-commerce solutions and growth tools. Join Tim every week as he explores the cutting edge of business growth, from transformative digital marketing strategies to the emergence of new brands. The Growth Gear provides insights directly from the forefront of the industry. Whether you're a startup founder or a seasoned executive, this podcast offers the tools and insights necessary to propel your business to the next level. Subscribe to The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan on your preferred podcast platform and start turning insights into actions. Get ready to shift into high gear, The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It's your guide to accelerated success in a hyper fast-paced business world. Welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it. Today, we're going to talk about a book that's been both praised and criticized, Robert Kiyosaki's Rich Dad, Poor Dad. It is a personal finance classic, but is it really relevant to entrepreneurs like you and me? Let's dive in and let's separate the timeless wisdom from the outdated advice. So the core message is still worth considering. At its core, Rich Dad, Poor Dad is about shifting your mindset from being an employee to being an owner and investor. This message still resonates. As entrepreneurs, we are naturally wired to build assets, not just earn a paycheck. Kiyosaki's emphasis on financial literacy and building passive income streams is a valuable reminder no matter where you are in your entrepreneurial journey. In the book, there's something called the cash flow quadrant. It's a very useful mental model. Kiyosaki's cash flow quadrant, ESBI, is a simple yet powerful tool for thinking about different income sources. So ESBI stands for E, employee, S, self-employed, B, business owner, I, investor. So employee, you work for someone else. Self-employed, you work for yourself. Think freelancer, consultant. B, business owner, you own a system that works for you. Or I, investor, your money works for you. While it's not always this black and white, the quadrant helps you visualize the path towards greater financial freedom. As entrepreneurs, we often start in the S quadrant, but our goal is to move towards the B and the I by building scalable businesses and investing wisely. Now, where does Kiyosaki fall short for entrepreneurs? Here's where Rich Dad, Poor Dad can be a bit simplistic. So tax nuances. His focus on avoiding taxes can sometimes be misleading. Yes, taxes are important, but aggressive tax avoidance strategies can be risky and complex. Work with a qualified professional to optimize your tax situation legally and ethically, and also don't let it distract you when you're first starting out. So if you are self-employed and you are trying to figure out every single dollar that you can scrape back to avoid taxes, sometimes it can distract you from what you're actually trying to build. Also, there is a real estate bias. So while real estate can be a great investment, it's not the only path to wealth. His emphasis on real estate might not resonate for entrepreneurs who prefer other assets like stocks, private equity, even digital assets, and that's okay. And lastly, there is a little bit of a get rich quick vibe. And I feel like his advice has that undertone, but we all know that real wealth takes time, takes patience, takes disciplined effort. There are no shortcuts, and sustainable success only comes from creating value over the long term. Now, what can we learn as entrepreneurs? Rich Dad Poor Dad offers some valuable lessons for us. We should think like an investor, so always be on the lookout for opportunities to put your money to work, whether it's in your own business, real estate, or other assets. Build assets, so focus on creating systems and investments that generate income even when you're not actively working. And never stop learning. Financial education is an ongoing process. Stay up to date on market trends, investment strategies, tax law. Now, I want to talk about how to apply some of these lessons to your entrepreneurial journey and share some actionable strategies for building wealth beyond just real estate. Now, I want you to put your hand up if you've heard the phrase job security more times than you can count. It's a golden ticket, right? A steady paycheck, benefits, maybe a corner office with a view if you're lucky. But let's be honest, job security is an illusion. Companies restructure, industries get disrupted, and skills that were in demand yesterday might be obsolete tomorrow. So what's the real security? Assets. This is where Rich Dad, Poor Dad comes in. It's not just a personal finance book. It's a mindset shift, a provocation to question the traditional path and embrace a wealth building mentality. If we look at the Rich Dad philosophy distilled, talks about assets versus liabilities. So your rich dad, the one in the book, not your actual dad, unless you're fortunate, teaches that assets put money in your pocket while liabilities take money out. Simple yet profound. The rat race. Trading your time for money in a 9-to-5 is the rat race. It's a cycle. It keeps you chasing the next paycheck instead of building wealth that works for you. Financial education. Your rich dad emphasizes the importance of financial literacy. Understanding how money works is the first step to making it work for you. And lastly, mindset matters. Fear, doubt, and cynicism are wealth killers. Your rich dad encourages a mindset of abundance, opportunity, and action. Now, why does this matter for you, the entrepreneur? Because as an entrepreneur, you're already a step ahead. You've likely tasted the freedom and potential of business ownership. But are you truly building assets, or are you just trading your time for a different kind of paycheck? Here's where Kiyosaki's lessons really hit home. Your business as an asset. Is your business designed to generate passive income? Can it run without your constant involvement? If not, it's time to reevaluate. Investing for cash flow. Are you reinvesting your profits into assets that generate more income? Real estate, stocks, intellectual property. These are the building blocks of wealth. Financial acumen. Do you understand the financial levers of your business? Cash flow, profit margins, return on investment. These aren't just accounting terms. They're your roadmap to financial freedom. And lastly, mindset upgrade. Are you playing the long game? Building wealth takes time, patience, and resilience. Your rich dad reminds you to stay focused on the big picture. See, Rich Dad Poor Dad isn't just about getting rich. It's about gaining control of your financial destiny. It's about building a life where your money works harder than you do. Now, we've covered the core philosophy of Rich Dad Poor Dad: assets over liabilities, financial education, and right mindset. Let's dive into the practical strategies you can implement as an entrepreneur. So Kiyosaki introduces a simple yet powerful framework, I mentioned it before, called the cash flow quadrant. Employee is E, trades time for money, that's the rat race. Self-employed S, owns a job but still trades time for money. Business owner B, owns a system that generates income even when they're not working. And investor I, money works for them through assets like real estate and stock. So ESBI. As an entrepreneur, you are likely in the S or B quadrant. And the goal is to transition towards the B and I quadrants, where your income is less dependent on your time and your effort. So building your business as an asset. The B quadrant. Here's how to apply Rich Dad principles to your business. Also apply to an S quadrant as well, but S turns into B, B turns into I. So first step, systematize. Document your processes, create standard operating procedures, and delegate tasks. Your goal is to build a business that can run without your constant involvement.
If you are building a business,
you need to care about efficiency. You need to understand what your business is doing on a day-to-day. When it starts out, it's a little bit easier to do this. When it starts to grow, things start to get chaotic. NetSuite is a host of applications that help you understand the performance of your business, drives major efficiency gains and cost savings. I've been working with NetSuite for a few months now. They are one of my favorite softwares that I truly believe any business that earns a few million dollars in revenue up to tens and hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue has to consider. If you're working in an organization of that size, things are going to get hectic at some point. NetSuite by Oracle is going to help you out, and they have rolled out the best offer that I've ever seen them roll out. So NetSuite really does give you visibility and control that you need to make decisions faster. Think about it as a COO that gets real-time insights and data into what's happening in your business and what's not going so right so that you can fix it ASAP. It's costing you millions of dollars not to fix these issues that you may not even be aware exist. Now, for the first time in over 22 years, NetSuite is deferring all payments on a full NetSuite implementation for 6 months. 33,000 companies have already upgraded to NetSuite. So take advantage of this special financing offer at netsuite.com/ScottDClary. That is netsuite.com/ScottDClary to get the visibility and the control you need to weather any storm. Thank you so much, Indeed, for sponsoring Success Story. For all business leaders out there, Indeed is a lifesaver. See, we're always driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. You're going to ditch the busy work and you're going to use Indeed for scheduling, screening, messaging, so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Clary. Just go to Indeed.com/Clary right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Clary. Terms and conditions apply. If you need to hire, you need Indeed.
2, scale. Look for ways to expand your reach and impact. This could involve new products, services, geographic expansion, or leveraging technology for automation. 3, recurring revenue. Prioritize revenue models that generate consistent income, like subscriptions, memberships, or licensing. This creates predictability and reduces risk. 4, financial management. Know your numbers inside and out. Track your cash flow, your profit margins, your return on investment. Use financial data to make informed decisions. And 5, exit strategy. Even if you love your business, think about the end game. Can you sell it? Can you franchise it? Can you create a succession plan? Having an exit strategy in mind can guide your decision making. Now, next step, investing for cash flow, the I quadrant. Once your business is generating surplus cash, it's time to put that money to work. Consider these investment strategies. So, real estate, rental properties, commercial real estate, even REITs. So, these are real estate investment trusts. They can provide steady cash flow and potential for appreciation. Stocks, dividend paying stocks. Stocks or index funds can offer a passive income stream and long-term growth potential. Private equity. If you have a higher risk tolerance and access to capital, private equity investments can offer significant returns. Or intellectual property. So patents, trademarks, copyrights, even your own knowledge can be monetized through licensing or royalties or a variety of different ways. And lastly, what is the X factor in this quadrant model? It's your mindset. Your mindset plays a crucial role in your success as an entrepreneur and investor. Here are some rich dad mindset shifts. Embrace risk. Calculated risk is essential for growth. Do not let fear hold you back from seizing opportunity. Learn continuously. Financial literacy is a lifelong journey. Stay up to date on market trends, investment strategies, and tax laws. Surround yourself with success. Network with other entrepreneurs and investors who share your ambition and values, and give back. Financial success isn't just about personal gain. Find ways to contribute to your community and make a positive impact. Remember, the rich dad philosophy is never a get-rich-quick scheme. It is a long-term approach to building wealth and financial independence. And when you apply these principles to your business and investments, you can create a life where your money works harder than you do. All right, let's go back to the book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. It's garnered both fervent fans and harsh critics. Some hail it as a financial revelation. Others dismiss it as oversimplified or even misleading. And as an entrepreneur, it's important to approach any advice, even from a best-selling author, with a discerning eye. So let's talk about some of the criticisms of the book. I know I'm giving you some more business advice, but ultimately this is a book review. So criticism number one, it's too simplistic. Yes, Kiyosaki's concepts are presented in a straightforward, almost parable-like manner, but don't mistake simplicity for lack of depth. The core messages and principles, assets versus liabilities, the cash flow quadrant, are foundational concepts that apply to any wealth-building journey. Think of it like this. You don't need to be a rocket scientist to understand the basic principles of physics, but those principles are still essential if you want to build a spaceship. Criticism number two, he oversimplifies taxes and debt. Kiyosaki advocates for using debt and legal tax strategies to your advantage. While this can be a powerful tool, it's important to know that tax laws and regulations are complex. They vary by jurisdiction. You have to consult with a qualified professional before making any major financial decisions. Criticism number three, he doesn't offer specific investment advice. True, Kiyosaki doesn't give you a step-by-step guide on how to pick stocks or which properties to buy, but that's intentional. He's teaching you the principles of wealth building, not a specific investment strategy. The how will vary depending on your individual circumstances and risk tolerance. And lastly, criticism number four, he's a salesman, not a financial guru. Kiyosaki has built a massive empire around his Rich Dad brand, selling books, courses, and seminars. This has led some to question his motives. Is he genuinely trying to help people, or is he just after their money? The truth is, Kiyosaki is both a salesman and an educator. He's passionate about financial literacy and believes that everyone deserves the opportunity to build wealth, but he's also a savvy businessman who knows how to monetize his knowledge. So, what's the verdict? Rich Dad, Poor Dad isn't perfect, but it's a powerful starting point for anyone who wants to break free from the rat race and to build a life of financial freedom. Here's how to approach it. Take the principles, not the specifics. Focus on the core concepts of assets, liabilities, cash flow, and mindset. These are the universal truths that apply to any wealth-building journey. Do your own research. Don't blindly follow any advice, even from a best-selling author. Do your due diligence, consult with experts, and make informed decisions based on your own circumstances. Adapt and apply. The Rich Dad philosophy is a framework, not a rigid formula. Adapt the principles to your own business and investment strategies. Be critical, but open-minded. Don't dismiss the book outright because of the criticisms. Be critical, but also be open to the possibility that Kiyosaki's ideas could spark a new way of thinking about money. Remember, Rich Dad, Poor Dad is just one tool in your entrepreneurial toolbox. It's not the answer to all your financial problems, but it could be the catalyst that sets you on a path to greater wealth and freedom. Now, we've journeyed through the core principles of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, explored the cash flow quadrant, addressed some controversies. Now it's time for the grand finale, your action plan. This isn't about blindly following Kiyosaki's every word. It's about taking the nuggets of wisdom that resonate with you and weaving them into your own unique entrepreneurial tapestry. So your action plan is mindset reset, business optimization, investment portfolio, continuous learning, and tools and resources. For mindset reset, embrace abundance, challenge assumptions, and cultivate curiosity. For business optimization, systematize and delegate, build recurring revenue, focus on profit margins, develop an exit strategy. For investment portfolio, start early and consistently, diversify, focus on cash flow, and seek expert advice. For continuous learning, read more, network more, attend seminars and workshops, experiment and learn. And for tools and resources, some books you should read would be The Millionaire Fastlane, The Intelligent Investor by Benjamin Graham, The E-Myth Revisited by Michael Gerber. Good podcasts would be The Tim Ferriss Show, Smart Passive Income Podcast, Bigger Pockets. You can go take online courses, Coursera, Udemy, Skillshare, go get a financial advisor. Remember, Rich Dad, Poor Dad is just a starting point. Your journey to financial freedom, whether or not you're an entrepreneur or I say at airport, just an employee, it doesn't matter. Your journey to financial freedom will be unique. But when you apply the principles we've discussed, you can create a life where you're in control of your financial destiny.
That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10-Minute MBA. Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours? That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. Today's podcast is brought to you by The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. Now, obviously, I have my own podcast, but I am a consumer of content. I love great business shows that help me take my business to the next level. So if you are ready to accelerate your entrepreneurial journey, you have to dive into The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It is presented by Carbon 6. This is the driving force behind today's top e-commerce solutions and growth tools. Join Tim every week as he explores the cutting edge of business growth. From transformative digital marketing strategies to the emergence of new brands, The Growth Gear provides insights directly from the forefront of the industry. Whether you're a startup founder or a seasoned executive, this podcast offers the tools and insights necessary to propel your business to the next level. Subscribe to The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan on your preferred podcast platform and start turning insights into actions. Get ready to shift into high gear, The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It's your guide to accelerated success in a hyper fast-paced business world.